Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You can expect a lot of traffic on the roads over this long 4th of July holiday weekend. On our newsline, Robert Sinclair Jr. of AAA Northeast. Robert, it's a four-day holiday weekend this year. Will that put more people on the roads?
We think that's certainly part of the reason that we're seeing a record number in total travelers, as well as those who are driving and flying. That and the fact that the economy is good, people have a lot more disposable income, and it looks like many are choosing to spend that money by taking a trip, with the overwhelming majority driving to their destination. That's why we're seeing more than 41 million driving and nearly 49 million total traveling for the holiday.
If we wanted to avoid the biggest crowds, I suppose we should have left already, right?
Yeah, maybe last week sometime. But the Wednesday before the holiday, according to INRIX, who works with us to do our projections, says it's the worst time from 1:45 to 3:45 in the afternoon. So if you can avoid those times, certainly do so. I give the recommendation, and have done so for some years now, that you could travel on the holiday itself. You get up early that morning. Say you leave at 6 a.m. If your destination is 200 miles away, that's 4 hours. You'll be there by 10 a.m. I think that's more than enough time to get on with the celebrations, and you will hit probably little or no traffic on that trip.
Are gas prices down from last 4th of July? Is that contributing to more people on the roads?
Well, gasoline prices are indeed down compared to last year. The national average is at $2.66. That's 18 cents less than last year. New York City is 19 cents than last year, and Long Island, Connecticut, New Jersey are all 14 to 20 cents less than last year. But we are higher than last week, and so that could play into it, but I really doubt it. Gasoline is probably 10 to 15% of the travel budget when someone is taking a trip, so it's not really that much, and folks usually make their reservations well ahead of time. They're not going to prevent them. They won't take their trip because of higher gasoline prices.
What about coming home? Will everyone be on the roads at the same time on Sunday?
On my Sunday, 6 p.m. until midnight is when it's going to be hammer time. That's when it's going to be really crowded. And we're anticipating that a trip might take 2, 3, 4 times longer than normal during those hours. So again, leave early, maybe noon on Sunday, and you'll get to your destination a lot more quickly with a lot less aggravation.
Robert Sinclair Jr., AAA Northeast. Always a pleasure. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me. Drive safely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.